I don't know if you're familiar with how things are in the country right now, but we're in a crisis. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And so we need somebody to be a leader out in Washington, D.C., and tell what's happening out here in farm country. And so I'm hoping that you could provide that leadership for us, because with prices where they are, I had an opportunity to visit with the head of the Farm Credit Agency nationally, and he said farmers have burned their equity over the last 3 years. The equity now has disappeared. And so when we have young producers, our son is farming, we absolutely have got to have something done with these prices. We've lost over $1 a bushel just on wheat in the last year. And so it's very hard to even go to the field this spring because there isn't anything that we're planting that we're going to make money on.
Nothing pencils out, right? Even with the trade deal with China, even with USMCA, I mean, that's going to stabilize the markets a little bit. Year-round B15 is coming, which is fantastic. We've actually sent a letter to the EPA about small refinery waiver transfers or waivers because nobody can tell us who, why, or how they get granted. So we're asking for more transparency. But the answer is the implementation of the farm bill is going well, and I mean those parts are going well. But we need to stabilize these trade agreements. But my question is, because nobody's been really able to answer this, even with stabilized trade agreements, I'm not sure commodities are going to take. I mean, we're going to have better markets, but I'm not sure the prices go up all that much right now.
No, and so that's the concern. You're going to lose a ton of farmers in North Dakota. We're already losing them. So that's what I'm trying to get across is, you know, if it takes another mitigation payment, if it takes another disaster payment, something is going to have to be done if the prices do not rebound.